since your last knock up at Chelmsford, but on that evidence, you should be in decent form.
Yeah, just really, it's tough when you don't play as often as you would like. So just really excited to get back out again, get bat in hand and hopefully carry on from where I left off.
What's the secret of success this year? I mean, I know you've had good spells before, but this seems to be exceptional in terms of your white ball form.
Yeah, I definitely came back, this year wanting to sort of really improve on some of my performances from last year in white ball, just be a bit more consistent. So I think it definitely was a focus, which... right from the start of the season, and then having an injury which has kind of sort of magnified that focus, because that's all I've played, has probably really helped, and it's just the nature of the season. It's been unfortunate, but really worked out well on the other hand.
And I guess looking at the nature of some of De Morgan's trips over the last month, you'll probably be grateful not to be involved in all of them.
Yeah, it's been a tough old slog, in the four-day competition. But there are a lot of young guys who are learning a lot at the moment, and fair play. In a couple of years, I really think we're going to be quite strong.
Do you think the constant travelling in the last month has sort of contributed to a slight drop-off in results generally? Is that a factor, do you think?
No, I don't think travelling is an excuse at all. You need to be adaptable as a squad and keep putting in, consistent performances. It's obviously a bit of a shame, but like I say, there's some good signs from some younger players who are obviously getting some great experience at the moment, and hopefully that puts us in good stead in the next couple of seasons.
As for yourself, a couple short of breaking 6-hitting record for the competition, is that just a little extra incentive to write your name into a record book?
Yeah, I've never really thought of myself as a big 6-hitting machine, so it's nice when it's gone well. Hopefully if I spend a fair amount of time out in the middle in the next couple of knocks, they just come on their own, so it would be nice, but I suppose I've got to worry about the first couple of balls to get in first tomorrow.
And Yorkshire should have a fairly experienced bowling attack with the likes of Willie Bresnan and Plunkett doing the seam bowling, and they've all played for England in various formats, and Rashid, who's now been freed from the England squad to play.
Yeah, I mean, they've got an experienced attack and a solid side, and one of the heavy hitting clubs in the country. So, I just take it as it's a big challenge for us, but I take it as another game, and just really excited to get up there and test myself against them.
What would it mean to you and the club to be part of Finals Day then?
Oh, it's obviously massive. It's been a good number of years. I think 2004 was, if I stand to be corrected. For the club, we've got a hell of a well-balanced side at the moment, and we've played consistent cricket. So I think everyone will be really excited to get in the mix and put our hands up for the trophy.
Do you feel a particular amount of pressure? Because it's a side with a lot of bowlers in. The batting isn't maybe quite as deep as other counties might be. Is there sort of more pressure on you as an individual in that sort of circumstance?
Oh, I'm not one to really think about those things too much. I keep my game pretty simple. My challenge is me and the white ball. So whoever lets it go is not a massive difference to me. So with them having an experienced attack, creates an extra excitement level. If I can put in a big performance tomorrow, hopefully put us in good stead.
Let's hope so. Have you booked in your operation yet for after finals day?
I haven't quite got the date yet, but I have got a few appointments that I need to get to, and then hopefully get it sorted out as soon as possible.
And what's the future for you then next season? Do you want to come back to playing red ball cricket here, or do you fancy being a white ball specialist around the world?
No, not quite yet. I've still got some unfinished business with the red ball, so I'm looking forward to getting the op done, getting nice and strong through the winter, playing some good cricket back home, and getting out nice and fresh and ready for a full season.
And so, Colin, thanks very much indeed for your time.
Cheers, thank you.